USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. A federal appeals court is upholding parts of a decision limiting access to a widely used abortion pill.
Judges on the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals sided with a Texas judge and agreed the FDA did not properly follow procedures when it loosened access to the pill. The pill will not be available through the mail, but will remain on the market. The Justice Department is expected to appeal the ruling, and the Supreme Court has issued a stay while the case goes through the lower courts. I'm Lisa Taylor.
The Georgia District Attorney prosecuting former President Trump is proposing the trial begin in March. In a court filing Wednesday, Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis proposed March 4th as the start date for the trial. Trump and 18 co-defendants were indicted by the grand jury earlier this week on charges related to alleged attempts to overturn Georgia's 2020 election results. At least 110 people are now confirmed dead in what's become the deadliest wildfire in modern U.S. history. The devastating wind-driven blaze tore through the town of Lahaina on the island of Maui. Hawaii Governor Josh Green confirmed the new total in a news conference Wednesday afternoon, adding that roughly 2,000 people are still without power. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden are set to visit Maui on Monday. TikTok's being banned from New York City-owned devices. Former FBI agent Stuart Kaplan says the move is for security concerns, especially due to governments which are threatening to the U.S. and who are utilizing the app for information.
Extrapolate our personal information to gain intelligence on us, or to use the application for disinformation.
Some 330,000 people work for the city, and a good number of them have city-owned devices. Over the weekend, the app was deleted from those devices. A sixth person has died days after a house explosion in Pennsylvania over the weekend. The cause of the explosion and fire is under investigation. This is USA News.
Have you filed for disability benefits but were denied by the Social Security Administration? Or do you need to apply and are overwhelmed with paperwork? Are you between the ages of 50 and 63 and can no longer work because of an illness or injury? Thousands of hardworking Americans are in your situation. They file for disability benefits and are unnecessarily denied their much-needed benefit check. Call now for a no-obligation, free evaluation. We can help you nearly double your chances of approval and get your benefit checks faster. We understand the physical, emotional, and financial impact. We'll share our insider expertise and help you get your disability claim filed and paid immediately. There is a time limit to apply, so call right now. Operators are standing by to help you.
800-392-1941. 800-392-1941. 800-392-1941. That's 800-392-1941.
The family featured in the Oscar-winning film The Blind Side is responding to allegations made by former NFL player Michael Orr. On Monday, Orr filed a petition in Tennessee claiming Sean and Leanne Tui never adopted him and instead tricked him into signing a document that made them his conservators. Sean Tui told the Daily Memphian that conservatorship was the only option for the family. In response to Orr's claims that the family profited off of his story, Sean Tui said each family member, including Orr, received $14,000 as part of the movie deal. Orr has asked the court to end the conservatorship and ban the family from using his name and likeness. More than 100,000 illegal immigrants have now passed through New York City's intake centers, with the city expecting to spend $12 billion by July of 2025.
Again, we want to continue to ask for more support from our federal and state partners because we know that it will take all of us to solve this national issue.
Deputy Mayor Fabian Levy says of the 110,000 people in shelters, more than 58,000 are asylum seekers. The White House cannot confirm the comments attributed to an American soldier who crossed into North Korea last month.
We remain focused on his safe return, as we have been saying for these past several weeks, and we are working through.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, state-run media in North Korea confirmed Travis King crossed into the territory and claimed he did so to flee abuse and racism in the U.S. military. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
800-694-1127. 800-694-1127. That's 800-694-1127.